Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests, Laura and Sarah from the Fulbourne Cat Sitting Company. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
It's lovely to speak to you. We heard your advert before Christmas, which we absolutely loved. And we just wanted to hear more about what the cat sitting service does. And also, should we start with your background, how you got started?
Of course. So the Fulbourne Cat Sitting Company has been running now for approximately 3.5 years. We set it up in July 2021 to offer in-home cat sitting, as catteries are not suitable for every cat and sometimes can cause unnecessary stresses, anxiety. Thanks to the recommendation of local vets, word of mouth and our customer feedbacks, we soon became well known in the Cambridge area. And we felt the need to appoint a small team of cat sitter to help us visit our growing number of feline customers. Everyone in the team is DBS checked, insured, confident in administering medication, including insulin injections. We are also registered with NARPS, that is the National Association of Pet Sitters, which offers sort of credibility to our customers.
Yeah, so that's the biggest worry for, you know, if you have a, and obviously you're both, and all of your team must be cat lovers for a start.
Yes, definitely.
And probably why you started it, looking at the need for your own animals. And interesting you're saying about their, you know, medication and things, because almost that's the hardest part, because people say, oh, you can leave cats and they can just do that. A lot of cats like company, and they really notice when people aren't there. We had that issue with one of our cats, Tinker, a few years ago. She used to become the talk of the area, because she'd walk out and follow all the kids up to school, and then you'd have to go and collect her from a school. And so if you're not there for a few days, she went wandering. And when we were away one time and the neighbour was feeding, they had to go and collect her in the end from somewhere up on Hills Road, which could have been much worse. So they like company, and they also, if they have got medication to give, you can't just rely on, or it's not fair to rely on just your next door neighbour to be doing it, because it's not fair on them for a start.
No, absolutely. For example, the diabetic cats we look after, we need to visit them every 12 hours to administer the insulin injection. So
timekeeping is very important. How does it sort of work? How do you, if you say it's pet sitting, but it's, you don't necessarily stay in the house, do you? Or you usually don't?
No, we usually get booked for either one 30-minute visit a day, or sometimes it's twice a day. Some people request for an hour visit, and then we'll go in and we'll sort of do a health check and well-being check, and then sort of feeding, grooming, anything like that needs doing, like litter trays and any household jobs like the wheelie bins, or if plants need watering and things like that as well.
I hadn't even thought of those things.
So yeah, we do things like that. We play, and sort of if the cat wants to interact, you know, we'll make up games and things to keep them busy. Or if they just want a lap to sit on, we'll just sit and give them company. So,
I think come do that for me.
Lots of TLC.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it works both well. So the people that work for you must absolutely love doing this as well. Yes. And but you don't do it just for cats, do you? And I didn't realise this.
Recently we had a long booking over Christmas where we had to go and visit twice a day, morning and evening, some guinea pigs. We look after rabbits, hamster, gerbils, chicken. There is a particular chicken called Mavis in Abington, which I adore. She's the cuddliest chicken of all.
She runs down the garden.
She runs down the garden when she sees us. Yeah. And last year we looked after a parrot in this area as well. So yeah, quite a few pets, predominantly cats. But if we get a booking for small animals, we never say no.
So that's useful as well, because again, for things like chickens or guinea pigs or any of those animals. Oh my goodness, I'm amazed by all the amount of animals that are around here. But and then again, you can't, they require specialists sort of looking after, don't they? And if you're happy to be, you know how to do that, then, you know, that makes everything stress-free for people's holidays.
Definitely.
As well.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah. So, wow, that sounds very good. And how, so you say you book for a 1 or 2 day visit. Do you come and talk to people first? How does it work?
So perhaps people might make an inquiry by email. We'll respond by sending booking forms. And once we have the booking forms back, we'll upload their details onto a pet sitting app that we have. And then we contact them and make a complimentary home visit to meet the client and the cats and see their routine, perhaps collect a key then as well. And then obviously the first booking, we go in with either the sitter. We always try and make sure there's two of us that are familiar with the job. So if ever we needed cover, we're all familiar with the booking.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah, as well, especially along the booking, I guess. Yes. And if you have return customers or, you know, return clients, I assume you try and sort of match those to the people you've got, but it depends on how busy you are.
Yes, so basically we always try to allocate a job to a sitter that is familiar with the booking. Failing that, Sarah or I will always escort the sitter to the first visit to introduce them to the pets, the routine and everything. Every time we visit, we never wear a uniform or we never use cars with advertising or stickers, not to promote the
security. That's a very good point. Yeah, if you saw someone coming in and out, that might be a thing. And also, what area do you cover?
We cover a very large area. We started off in Fulbourne, Shelford, sort of the south of Cambridge. Now, in addition to the old city of Cambridge, we travel as far as St Ives and then going north, Cottenham, Water Beach, Newmarket, Linton, Duxford, Royston,
and I'm guessing
and even
Southend
Walden.
Wow,
so
that's brilliant, actually. Yes. And I guess as you get more people in your team, probably people live in different places, so that makes work really well. Yes. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you, even just for an inquiry, how do they do that?
Well, they can email at info@thefullborncatsittingcompany.co.uk.
Our details are also on our website, www.thefullborncatsittingcompany.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page where almost daily we post photographs of cats. Only cats, we've got parental permission.
Yes, of course. So you're not going around taking photos.
Absolutely. And then customer can also read our feedback on Google and Yelp.com. Not to boast, but we have over 175 star reviews. So
I think that
future clients could actually read the feedback to find out more about us and the service we provide.
Yeah, but that's really important. You know, a pet is part of your family, and you wouldn't leave your family with anyone that you didn't feel comfortable with. So I think it's really important that you've built up this, good reviews, really, because everyone is very pleased with what you're doing. And I've seen your Instagram, and that if you like, you know, to talk about the joke about cats on Instagram, but if you like that, you can definitely see some very cute cats on there.
Oh, I love taking photos.
And also now other pets as well. So you're not only your Fullborn Cats Sitting Company, you're now Fullborn and lots of other places, and cats and lots of other pets as well.
Yes, we can definitely say that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much for coming in and talking about it. Sounds brilliant, and great job what you're doing as well. Enjoy that. And you did say that if on the odd occasion you can even stay if needed, can't you? But you know, obviously that's a one-off, you know, like a mutually agreed thing and do
we
that.
We can, providing we have availability and time and it's in the right location, we can house it.
But equally, you know, coming in for half an hour, like say the grooming and things is stuff that you don't get if you're doing other things, and even in the cattery, to be fair. But thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
That's Laura and Sarah from the Fullborn Cat Sitting Company.
Cambridge Radio.